Hello, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network, as we get set for the Labor Day weekend and a whole lot of stuff going on in the world of sports, especially at the high school level. And high school hasn't even started yet, at least for most students in public schools in Central Virginia. Rob Witham along with you. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, yeah, we were supposed to have a podcast late last Friday night after week one, which we normally do. But things got a little askew because of the games being pushed back late because of the heat advisory. You know, the high temperature last Friday was 99 degrees, and I think that's the hottest actual temperature we've had in any day this summer so far. And hopefully we've set the record and now we're on the downward trajectory. Downward spiral there to depending upon your attitude about fall and eventually winter. Man, it was just so hot and so humid out there, even after dark down in Manchester and anywhere else you might have been. Not, let's say, ideal football weather. But the game lasted 2 hours and 45 minutes. And by the time we got back across town from Manchester to our home and our studios here in Glen Allen, it was, I think, quarter after midnight, if memory serves me correctly. And I thought, well, you know, this won't get up until 2 in the morning, and people are not going to be up at 2. And so we thought we would do it on Saturday, and then and sometimes life gets in the way. You know the feeling. And life kind of got in the way. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk a little bit about what happened in Week 1, a look ahead to Week 2, obviously. Also ahead on this podcast, the latest NBC 12 RBA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll. And also coming up, an interview with Skip Weston. He is Director of Operations at the Richmond Volleyball Club, who, of course, will be hosting the 19th Annual Virginia Volleyball Showcase this weekend, Friday and Saturday, two big days with over two dozen, close to three dozen of the best teams around in action. A Labor Day weekend tradition now for the past almost 20 years. And we'll see how it got started, which high school here in the area helped get it started. And did you know that it's not always been at Richmond Volleyball Club? It's been in other locations. We'll talk with Mr. Weston shortly here on this edition of the podcast. If you hear an occasional noise in the background, I will explain it now. It is our official RVA Sports Network mascot and my precious dog, my grandchild, Harry J., who is here with me in the studio today because he hasn't been feeling well. He's had allergy issues the last few days, and so an occasional cough is going to be heard. And that would be my Shih Tzu, so, you know, just bear with us. I have to take care of my buddy, and that's priority one. Family first, folks. Family first. All right, let's talk a little bit about what happened last Friday night in the what we'd like to call soft opening of the high school football season, about 13 games in the area total. Everybody, for the most part, is going to get into action this week in week two, kind of the big kickoff to the high school season. Some games on Thursday, some games on Friday. But let's talk about week one and things that impressed us from the results that we had. First on our game of the week, which was an interesting game and a game where Metoica definitely had their opportunities to stay in the contest, but they let several pass them by, and Manchester took better advantage of their opportunities. Final score 44-20, number 7 Manchester moves to 1-0. Frank Boyd back, doing great, had a wonderful night, but the deeper story for Manchester, I think, that really didn't get any press outside of our game of the week broadcast is that Manchester is not a one-back offense. And Frank Boyd certainly is going to be the showcase back, but they are already getting good reps from Jason Glover, who had a very good second half, and freshman Isaiah Todd, who, even though he had a fumble in the first half as Manchester was driving, the coach's smart move on their part with the freshman. They didn't let him sit on the bench long, got him right back in there and right back into the action. And so by the end of the night, it looked like, you know what, Manchester could be three deep at running back and could throw any of them at any time, and they have slightly different styles. Glover reminds me a little bit of Boyd, but Boyd is more of the power back and certainly has good speed. Glover, very shifty in his moves. He can make linebackers, you know, twist ankles. Todd is smaller, so obviously he'll grow over the next few years. But man, if he could get some reps in there and learn from the Boyds, and he could be dangerous down the road. So I know a lot of talk about Frank, and rightfully so, and a good night for him, but a good night overall for the running game of Manchester, period. And that should pose a lot of threats and a lot of worries to defensive coordinators, of Manchester's opponents down the road, simply because as time goes on, you're going to see Manchester be able, in the second half, maybe with a lead, be able to kind of run the clock and just continually rotate running backs into the game and keep them as fresh as they possibly can. So I was very impressed with not just Boyd, as I expected to be, but with Glover and with Todd as well. So Manchester is idle this week. Looming large for them in 2.5 weeks is their battle with LC Byrd. All right, to the top, of the NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll from last week. Number one, Highland Springs holds off number four, Hermitage, 21-14. Great performance at home by a very young Hermitage team who, again, lost 18 starters to graduation from that 12-1 state quarterfinal team from last year that lost 9 seconds away from getting to overtime in that game. Highland Springs beating them in that classic state quarterfinal. Highland Springs now winners of 15 straight. Pookie Carter is alive and well and fine. He, of course, had surgery and a ton of rehab over the summer, but he is back and ready to go and looked pretty doggone good on Friday night. So Highland Springs with the win there. LC Byrd, no problems at Meadowbrook is what I meant to say. 49-7, the final. Shedrick McCall, who will definitely be, and we all thought would be before the season started, the focal point of the Byrd offense. What else is new? Byrd runs the ball down your throat and then is stingy on defense. And with two future ACC linebackers kind of heading up that Skyhawks defense, they're going to be just like they are every other year. The formula has not changed whatsoever with the Skyhawks. Run the football, control the tempo, and really give you fits if you're trying to move the football on them. Byrd Dale, Battle of Chester this week. We'll talk about that in a moment. Number three, Dinwiddie, no problem in Fredericksburg, 48-10 over James Monroe. They go to 1-0 as they get set to come up to Hanover for our game of the week on Friday night, which we'll talk about shortly. Number five, Thomas Dale. They lose quarterback Matt Lawton, and a lot of people thought, uh-oh. And Thomas Dale goes to Cosby and puts a hurtin' on the Titans, 36-6. Fantastic performance by the Knights, and especially for some of their youngsters. They have a crew of underclassmen that are really going to make waves for Coach Tucker in that program, not just in the future, but they're already making contributions. Now, it's a totally different story to host LC Byrd, and you know Thomas Dale is chomping at the bit to finally get a win over LC Byrd. That hasn't happened in a very long time. Battle of Chester on Friday night. So Thomas Dale with a big win at Cosby. Cosby started slow last year, and now this sets up a very interesting game, which we'll talk about in a little bit when we preview week two, and that is Metoka Cosby. Number 11, Douglas Freeman shuts out Midlothian 28-0. Good opening win for the Rebels. They have won 10 of their last 11 regular season games. Monacan outside the poll last week, easily defeating Caroline 56-13. Cavaliers got a late touchdown to get into double-digit scoring-wise, but that was it. Battle of two lower classification powers. Goochland and Essex, and you know, a lot of times you think Goochland, Essex, you know, they're probably going to combine for 50, 60, 70 points. It was a defensive battle, and Goochland's defense came up huge and gets the shutout win at 14-0. So congratulations to the Bulldogs on their opening night win. Petersburg gets a nice opening night win over Nottoway, 37-12. Charles City beat Cumberland, 33-6. Louisa at the buzzer with the 22-21 win over Sharando, and so a good start for the Lions in 4A East. VISAA action. Trinity Episcopal took a trip down to Sussex County to take on Sussex Central, and they were driving for what could have been the game-winning touchdown, and they fell short, and they lost to Sussex Central 26-20. Benedictine on the road at St. John Paul the Great. Trip up 95 a success. They win 37-0, defending BISAA State Division I champions. Craziest game of the night, Madison County and King William. They scored 71 combined points in the first half alone for a 41-30 Madison lead. Madison dominated the second half, scored three times, kept King William off the board, and they win 62-30. Charles City with a nice win, 33-6 over Cumberland. And we save this one to last because of its historic nature. The last time George Wythe defeated a VHSL opponent, it was 2011. They had lost 44 straight to league opponents. They had beaten a private school from Maryland a couple of years ago, but they hadn't beaten anybody on the VHSL schedule in 5 years until Friday night when they knocked off Armstrong 8-6. And we made a note on Twitter about this that we want to remind you of. This game, even if George Wythe ends up going 1-9, and I think they have a chance to win, you know, at least one more, but this game could loom large the night of November 4th when we are trying to break down those VHSL rider points and determine who gets what seed and who's in the playoffs and who's not, because this was a big win for the Dominion District. Dominion District Bulldogs beat Capital District Wildcats. This was a loss for Capital District teams. So teams in the Capital that may be fighting for the postseason, like Patrick Henry and Attlee in 5A North, like possibly Verina in 5A South, you know, they get wins over Armstrong. They could have gotten a couple of bonus points had Armstrong won this game. Armstrong loses this game, and those points are by the wayside. Who likes this? Oh, the 6A schools, Manchester. Cosby likes it over in 4A. Monacan likes it in 5A. LC Bird, obviously. Meadowbrook likes this. Matoaka, no. They're Central District teams. That doesn't help them, and they don't have George Wythe on the schedule. So you see some of the teams in Chesterfield County in the Dominion District who may be fighting for the playoff position or fighting for a berth period could get a couple of crucial points here, thanks to this historic win by the Bulldogs. And Matt Estridge of our buddies at NBC 12 was over at George Wythe on Monday talking with Coach Deion Fox and some of the kids about the win and about the program. Great feature, and if you haven't seen it, go to NBC12.com and click on sports and go to videos, and you'll be able to watch that interview segment with George Wythe. Congratulations to them. So that sets up a very interesting week two of the high school football season. And we'll get to that in a second. But before we do, let's give you our new NBC 12 RBA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football Poll, which came out Monday night on 12 News at 6. Entering the poll at 12, the aforementioned Chiefs of Monacan, who are now 1-0, and they are hosting Glen Allen on Thursday at 7:30. And one very important note about that game: at halftime, they will be saluting the boys and girls 4A state championship teams from last March. They're going to be getting their rings at a halftime ceremony. So Monacan fans, if you're in the area, you're not leaving town for the weekend until Friday, perfect. It's a Thursday night game, 7:30 kick at home against Glen Allen. Monacan looking to go 2-0, and then you can go and celebrate with the basketball teams. They will get their rings on the field at halftime. Monacan, the only new team to our poll here at number 12. Number 11, moving up a spot, Lee Davis. They open their season Thursday night at 7 against J.R. Tucker at home. We will have live Twitter coverage of that game as our Taylor Luck is back with us for another year here at the RBA Sports Network. If you aren't following him on Twitter yet, please be sure you do. He gives us great live tweet coverage at events all year long, football, basketball, spring sports, and more, at Taylor RVASN. Very easy to remember, at Taylor RVASN. He'll have live updates from Lee Davis, J.R. Tucker in Mechanicsville Thursday night. Number 10, moving up a spot, Douglas Freeman with the shutout win of Midlothian, and now they go home for their home opener on Thursday night. That'll be against James River, and that game also is set to kick at 7 p.m. It's very interesting. The bottom teams in our poll play Thursday, and the upper teams in our poll all play Friday. Hopewell starts their regular season this Thursday night. They are number 9 in our poll this week, and Hopewell will take on Tab at home at Myrner Field. Kickoff set for 7:30. Number 8, holding steady, Hanover, who of course opens their season Friday against 1-0 Dinwiddie. It is a Friday night game, 7 o'clock, and we'll have it live for you on the Game of the Week here from the RVA Sports Network. Beginning at 6:30, this is the game where we join our friends at WHAN Radio, 102.9 FM and 1430 AM for our 15th year of high school football coverage. And it begins with the Sheehy Ford of Ashland pregame show featuring the On the Sidelines preview with Mark Davis of NBC 12. So hope you'll join us for the Game of the Week, Dinwiddie at Hanover, Hanover number 8 in our poll. Still hanging steady at number 7 after the win on the Game of the Week last Friday at home against Metoica is Manchester. They are idle this week. Holding steady at 6 and ready for their regular season opener on Friday, the Warriors of Henrico. They will host Mills Godwin Friday at 7, and this game could be big early in 5A South. We saw Mills Godwin scrimmage last week against Hanover. I was very impressed with what I saw. Mills Godwin made the playoffs in 5A a couple of years ago. They lost out last year, but with Wesley Duggar, and it looks like, to me, it looked very much like it's more than just Wesley in the backfield, and hopefully some improved work from both the offensive and defensive lines. Mills Godwin, I think, will be fighting with the Metoicas and the Meadowbrooks to try to get into that 7-8 seed position in the 5A playoffs, and a win against Henrico on opening night would go a long way to help the Eagles get back to the postseason. Henrico losing a lot to graduation, but having a whole lot back and some really important players at key positions back. I think of Akeem Smith right off the bat, the linebacker. Then they have the sophomore quarterback, Jalen Jones, the transfer from Verina, coming in. And it's going to take a while for the offense to gel, but their defense looked really good in scrimmages with Dinwiddie and LC Byrd about 10 days ago. So that's number 6, Henrico hosting Mills Godwin on Friday. That should be a good one. Number 5, down just one notch from last week, and that's the Hermitage Panthers, who fell by 7 and were driving late but could not quite get the job done against Highland Springs. A young team, but man, such talent, and they're going to be Colonial District favorites, and they'll be in the upper echelon of 5A South come playoff time. But they have an interesting test Friday night. I know they had a whole lot going in and a lot of hype about the Highland Springs game. Well, coming in now is a Meadowbrook team who is very, very, shall we say, upset by losing 49-7 back Friday night against LC Byrd at home. Apologize, folks. That was my phone ringing, and that rarely happens. I usually have it on a stun gun here during the podcast, so my apologies for that. Possibly a trap game for a young team. Coach Patrick Kane understands the importance of this game with Meadowbrook and understands how emotionally you could be down for it after putting so much into the regular season opener. So he's going to do everything he can to avoid that happening. And that'll be coming up Friday night at Chester Fritz at 7 o'clock. Meadowbrook doesn't want to go 0-2 with Highland Springs looming in their final non-district affair before they hit that tough Central District schedule. Up 1 to number 4 after the nice win at Cosby, the Thomasdale Knights, 36-6 winners, even without Lawton, looking very good. And now they host number 2 LC Byrd on Friday. Another battle at Chester. Will it be another year where Byrd comes in and establishes himself as the dominant team in that series, as they have many of the last several years? Or will it be a close game? Can the Knights be in position in the fourth quarter to take the win? It'll be interesting to see. Number 3, after their win in Fredericksburg over James Monroe, holding steady, the Dinwiddie Generals. And again, they come to Hanover Friday on our Game of the Week. Kickoff at 7, pregame show at 6:30, and more exciting details on a new way to listen to the Game of the Week coming up shortly. The Skyhawks still number 2 after their win over Meadowbrook, and of course they go to Thomasdale Friday. And still number 1, winners of 15 straight now, the Springers of Highland Springs. They get their home opener on Friday against Norview, and that game kicks off at 7 o'clock. So our latest Big 12 poll with NBC 12 and the RVA Sports Network: Highland Springs, LC Byrd, Dinwiddie, Allstate top 3, Thomasdale up to 4, Hermitage down to 5, Henrico still 6, Manchester still 7, Hanover, Hopewell stay 8-9, Douglas Freeman up to 10, Lee Davis up to 11, Monacan enters at 12, Cosby drops out of the poll. Other action coming up this week. Let's talk Thursday night first. Colonial Heights gets into the action as they will host New Kent. That is a 7 o'clock game. Midlothian, they were shut out by Douglas Freeman. They get Powhatan at home Thursday night to see if they can get their first win of the year. Huguenot coming off a nice win over Thomas Jefferson with an explosion of points in the fourth quarter. They go down to Williamsburg and take on Lafayette. That'll be an interesting test for the Falcons. Clover Hill and Prince George start their 2016 seasons against each other at Prince George. That's a 7:30 game on Thursday night. And, of course, the game of the week, special Thursday night edition here live on the RVA Sports Network, will be live at Deep Run High School. It'll be two new coaches squaring off. Chad Hornick, after his run at Thomas Jefferson, moves over to Deep Run to take over a Wildcats program in desperate need of an infusion of chemistry and confidence, quite frankly. And they will be hosting Matt Gray, the new head coach of the Atlee Raiders, as Atlee comes in, and it's going to be a little different look for Atlee this year. They had a lot of people graduate, and it's going to be interesting to see what kind of offense do they run now under Gray after being such a high-octane, want-to-push-it Oregon style with the former coach Roscoe Johnson. And, of course, Matt Gray was the former defensive coordinator for Randolph-Macon. What kind of defensive scheme will he have? Sometimes in the past 5 years, defense has been the Achilles heel of Atlee. It kept him out of the playoffs in 2012, quite frankly, and it was because it improved so much in 2013 that they not only made the playoffs but made the run that they did that year all the way to the state quarterfinals. You know Coach Gray is going to have the defense coached up. It may take some time, but he's certainly put some emphasis on that. Atlee at Deep Run, that is our special Thursday game of the week. We start on Thursday night, 6:30 with the pregame show. Kickoff is at 7. That game will be live on our YouTube channel. That'll be the final football game that we'll have on our YouTube channel because after that, starting Friday, we get back on with WHAN Radio. And so to listen to the game of the week, Atlee at Deep Run on Thursday night, just go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. While you're there, click subscribe. And so every time we go on the air live or add a video to our YouTube channel, you'll get an email or a text that tells you that just to remind you that, hey, we're live on the air with the game of the week. We won't spam you. We won't bug you. But we will give you an alert when we are live on the air. So hope you will join us for that. And, of course, listen live links always available at our family of websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So that's on Thursday. Friday night, games outside of our poll. Let's begin Friday afternoon in BISAA action. Nice rivalry. Trinity Episcopal and St. Christopher's. Titans looking to get a win, excuse me, after that loss Friday to Sussex Central. And it'll be St. Christopher's season opener, and that game kicks off at 4:30, and that is at St. Christopher's. John Marshall gets going. They have to go down to the 757 and take on Booker T. Washington, and that game is at 7 o'clock. Fork Union comes to Goochland, and that's a 7 p.m. start. King William is at Bruton. They'll try to go to 1-1, but they're going to have to do it on the road. And then Saturday afternoon, real quick mention, Richmond Christian gets started. Their second season of varsity football. They go to Broadwater, and that game is scheduled for a 2 o'clock kick. Now, a couple of games back on Friday that I did not talk about that I want to talk about a little more in depth right now. And they are Cosby Metoica and Caroline Patrick Henry. Number one, Patrick Henry, getting their 2016 season started. They will be without Hunter Hart, it looks like, for at least a few games due to an injury suffered at the scrimmage against James River over at Randolph-Macon last week. Hopefully he'll be back for the bulk of the regular season. But best wishes to Hunter. Get well soon. Want to see him back because not only is he a fantastic player from the standpoint of football, but he's also a pretty darn good baseball player as well. Our buddy Evan Hughes, who joined us for the game of the week last week, really had a great time having Evan on the air with us. Of course, back at it in his department with his Patriot Talk Live, covering all the Patrick Henry games online. Best of luck to Evan and Kelly as they get started this Friday night at home against Caroline. Now, here's the other game on Friday night that intrigues me to no end. And when Evan and I started talking about this actually walking out of Manchester last Friday night, and that is Cosby at Metoica. So both of the teams are 0-1. okay, coming off losses to Big 12 ranked teams. Neither team wants to start 0-2. And I think, though, the onus of responsibility and the more pressure is really on Metoica, because you'll recall, you know, we mentioned a moment ago last year, Cosby started 0-3, worked their way back, had a great run of the final two-thirds of the season, got to the postseason, and made it to the state quarterfinals. There's more room for error in 6A South than there is in 5A. And so if Metoica is 0-2, then they got to hope that Meadowbrook goes to 0-2, and they got to hope Henrico beats Godwin, and so the Eagles don't jump off and get a win early. Because once you start 0-2, and then you're looking at Metoica in that central district where they still have to play the Dinwiddies, the Hopewells, the Thomas Dales, it's going to be a tough road to hoe to try to get into that 7 or 8 slot. You know, right now a lot of people are thinking, you know, Hermitage, Highland Springs, L.C. Byrd, some combination of those three up top in 5A. Henrico certainly wants to be part of that conversation and maybe crack it. And then you've got Lee Davis and you've got Douglas Freeman, and they're looking like that they could come back and snare playoff berths. And so there you go down to the 7 and 8 spots, and you're looking at, again, Meadowbrook, Metoica, Mills, Godwin, Verina. Prince George certainly wants to be part of that conversation and could be, you know, if they could string together some victories. They got a shot with Clover Hill at home. They've got Lee Davis coming in next Friday night, and that would be an awesome opportunity for Prince George to make a statement by beating Lee Davis, somebody they're trying to catch up to in 5A. But that Metoica-Cosby game at Metoica Friday night, we're going to keep our eyes on very closely, because the loser of that game goes to 0-2. And will make it just that much tougher for them in terms of trying to make that postseason bid. So that's a look ahead at what's happening over Labor Day weekend. We did mention, but just as a reminder, number 7 Manchester is idle this week. Now, fans, a very exciting announcement that we made on Twitter on Monday night, and we'll talk to you about right now. We have a brand new way for you to listen to Friday night high school football game of the week with the RVA Sports Network and WHAN Radio. In 2016, we have expanded to the TuneIn Radio app. Now, a lot of you probably already have that on your phone. If you don't, just go either to the Apple Store or to Google Play and just type in TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, and it'll come up automatically. And just pop it and download it onto your phone. And, of course, you can listen to thousands of radio stations on it, including almost all the radio stations in the Metro Richmond area. But more importantly, what you want to do once you've got yourself onto TuneIn, or if you're already on it, is to search Radial. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L. R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That is the online music radio station of WHAN Radio that, well, we started back, oh gosh, what, 4 or 5 years ago now? Been on for a long time. And on Friday nights, we're going to be streaming the game of the week on Radial. Now, of course, we'll still continue to have our links to our broadcast on our websites. We'll continue to have links to our broadcast on Twitter. We will not be on YouTube. That will be the only difference on Friday Night Football. Those games will not be on YouTube while we're with WHAN Radio. But the good news is you can still listen online if you want to go to rvasportsnetwork.com or hanovercountysports.net or any of our websites. You can just click the Listen Live link on those pages. Or if you've got your smartphone at the game, wherever you are, you're at a game and you want to listen to our game. So take your music, take your buds with you, and pop them into your phone. Go to the TuneIn app. Type in Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. Favorite it in your account. That's the easiest way, so that every Friday night you can just go back, log in, go to your favorites, click Radial, and boom, we're there. Simple as that. But people not only here in the Richmond area, but around the world can now listen to the game of the week through the TuneIn Radio app. So let your friends know, let your family know, let people know who graduated from schools that are out of town now, or kids that are at college now who recently played, whatever the case may be. We've just given you a brand new way, an easier way, if you're out and about on Friday nights, to listen to us on your tablet, on your smartphone, on your Amazon Kindle, you know, whatever the case may be. The TuneIn Radio app, and then search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. And you can hear the game of the week every Friday night at 6:30. We want to thank our friends at Sheehy Ford of Ashland for coming back and sponsoring the On the Sidelines pregame show featuring Mark Davis of NBC 12. And we want to welcome a new sponsor to the game of the week, RCI Builders, who will be sponsoring our postgame show. It'll be the RCI Builders postgame show powered by the RVA Sports Network. And, of course, right after the game's over, we immediately go in the postgame show. We talk live with the winning coach. We have Mark Davis of NBC 12 join us live with a preview of On the Sidelines on NBC 12 at 11:15 as to what kind of highlights you're going to see. We have occasionally other people calling in and talking to us during the postgame show. And, of course, we give you the most comprehensive look at all the current scores around the area. So back at it on Friday night, full time. Cannot wait. Game of the Week can be heard at 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, live online at rvasportsnetwork.com at the Listen Link Live. Just click it right there. Also our other websites. And now you can listen on the TuneIn radio app. All right, let's turn the page from football and talk some volleyball. Coming up Friday and Saturday is the 19th annual Virginia Volleyball Showcase, and it's going to be at the Richmond Volleyball Club, as it has been the last several years. It's a crazy sight for 2 days. It is 12 courts indoors right next to each other with constant whistles, lots of cheering, and a whole lot of good volleyball. Boys divisions, girls divisions, tons of teams, and tons of fun. Gets underway Friday morning at 8:30, goes probably until about 9 o'clock Friday night, and then they seed for the championship rounds on Saturday, which go from roughly like 8:30 in the morning to maybe 4 in the afternoon. We here at the RVA Sports Network plan extensive coverage on our Twitter network of the Virginia Volleyball Showcase. But we thought it'd be great to talk a little bit about why the showcase happens, what it's for, how it got started. And so we took a visit down to Richmond Volleyball Club a few days back to have a chance to talk to their Director of Operations, Skip Weston. And here is that conversation right now.
Labor Day weekend means only one thing here in Central Virginia when it comes to high school sports. It's a time again for the Virginia Volleyball Showcase. It has become an annual tradition as hundreds, literally hundreds of fans and dozens of teams besiege the Richmond Volleyball Club. It's kind of hard to get a parking place once in a while, and that's a good thing because some of the best volleyball that's going to be played in the Commonwealth of Virginia happens right here. We are at Richmond Volleyball Club with their Director of Operations, Skip Weston, kind enough to take a moment to talk to us on our podcast. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
First of all, let's just talk a little bit about Richmond Volleyball Club. For those who are not familiar with the operations and the opportunities that are here, which are vast and not just for high school students, tell us a little bit about it.
The Richmond Volleyball Club was founded in 1981. It was an adult club. We have adult leagues playing Sunday through Friday year-round. They play from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. each night.
So lots going on, and then there's starter leagues, and middle school students have opportunities, and there it just seems to be a wide variety for just about everybody.
We have programs for 3-year-olds to 18-year-olds as far as student athletes.
That's great. Now, there's a lot of activities that go on here, but there's also several big events throughout the year. From the high school standpoint, the Virginia Volleyball Showcase is certainly it. 19th edition, what was the genesis of the event? How did it get started?
It was actually started by Mills Godwin High School in, I believe, 1998.
Okay.
Had 8 teams, and they played it. Shortly afterwards, Mills Godwin and Patrick Henry got together, and it was played in the Siegel Center. And that went on for a number of years. And then we moved it into the Convention Center for a few years, but unfortunately became a little too expensive.
Yeah.
And we reduced the number of teams that we accept, and we play within the Richmond Volleyball Club.
Tell me about the process of getting the list of teams together. How does that, and you've got papers here in our conference room all over the place, you're still working on seedings and final details and whatnot, but how does the process work to get the teams that do appear in the showcase?
Everybody that plays 1 year gets a registration form for the next year, and it's also put online, and it's first come, first served.
So if you're in, you're in, but if you dawdle,
then unfortunately we may not have a spot for you.
Precisely. How many teams total comprised?
54. 50. We have 36 girls teams and 18 boys teams.
Wow. And the process for you in terms of trying to seed these teams and put them in the different brackets that you do and whatnot, that has to take a while simply because it's the start of the season. So the jury's still out on a lot of teams, except for maybe what you've seen on the roster that was handed in by the head coach.
Well, we do request seeding information for the teams, and we try to use that to the best of our ability. The boys is a little bit easier because it's just one tournament, 18 teams, mm-hmm. and seeding that and trying to avoid scheduled conflicts that they're already going to be playing somebody during the year. We try to do that in the first round anyway. The second round, we can't really make any guarantees on that. The girls is actually two different tournaments within that 36 teams, so we have to put them in a top half and a bottom half and then seed and still avoid those scheduled conflicts when possible.
And that's why it takes a whole lot of work to get the it reminds me a lot of the NCAA men's basketball tournament when they're trying to make sure that teams from the same conference don't meet until later on in the tourney. They don't meet in like the first or second round.
Yeah, same, you know, again, we can't promise anything with the second round, but we do our best in the first round that we avoid those conflicts.
What have coaches told you in the past as to why they enjoy coming to this showcase, why they take advantage of it? Because it's a different format. You're not playing full 3 out of 5 set matches because of some restrictions with the Virginia High School League and regular season play, and that's all understandable, but there's got to be a reason teams keep coming back year after year.
We generally have a very solid field, top to bottom, with each tournament, so it's very competitive. Coaches get to see a lot of different teams that they don't normally see. Mm-hmm. For some, the out-of-town teams, they have a little bit of a bonding thing. They stay in a hotel, and I think that they like coming to one place.
Excellent. Before we let you go, if you could just give our listeners an idea of kind of the overall tournament schedule coming up Friday, Saturday, just a few days away, to give an idea of exactly what they can expect, when they'll be here, and when they can come out and support their teams.
The Red Division, which is the top girls division, will begin at 8:30. And should conclude by 2:30 on Friday.
Okay.
The girls' white division will begin at 2:30 and should conclude at about 9 p.m. The boys come in at 9:30 and should conclude by 4 p.m.
Okay.
There is an admission to come in. At the door, it's $16 or $9 a day.
Okay, so 9 per day, 16 at the door, 14 pre-sale. How can listeners right now get in touch with you in terms of pre-sale tickets, and when does that ticket sale cut off?
Cuts off today.
Oh, okay.
If they come over to the Richmond Volleyball Club, we can help them out. There is a form at rvc.net
okay.
that they could go and get the form.
Okay, fantastic. And one last question. I made mention of this earlier. Sometimes parking is very interesting just because you've got so many teams and so many fans. Any suggestions or any help for first-timers who may be coming out for the Virginia Volleyball Showcase?
Come early.
Saturdays, by the way, Saturday's rounds begin what time?
At 8:30.
Okay.
And they're staggered 8:30, 9, and 9:30. Okay. Last match should conclude around 4:30.
Okay.
Saturday is the day that we are most crowded, and we have a business next door, Cadmus, who is allowing us to use their parking lot,
nice.
And it's a short walk back over to the gym.
Yeah, it is. I can attest to that. It is a very short walk to the gym. Get you over here. 12 courts, constant action. all day Friday into the evening, most of the day on Saturday, then Champions Crown late in the afternoon. The Virginia Volleyball Showcase coming up Friday, Saturday, Richmond Volleyball Club. And if you need directions or any information, we're going to post all of that for you on our main network website, rbasportsnetwork.com. Skip Weston, Director of Operations, thanks so much for being with us. Looking forward to this weekend.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. Great weekend of volleyball coming up, the Virginia Volleyball Showcase at RVC. As soon as we get the seeding information and the tournament schedule, where the teams are going to be playing or whatnot, we will get that information posted to you on our website, rvasportsnetwork.com. Quick note that we didn't mention in the interview, admission at the showcase, in order to pay, you got to have cash or check. So if you're like me and you use everything with a debit card or credit card, you either do that or grab your checkbook, because those are the only two ways you can pay to get into the VVS this weekend. So cash or check, make sure that you do that. All right, before we wrap up this edition of Central Region Now, a couple of housekeeping notes for you. A little subtle change on something that we do and use on Twitter. And you probably haven't noticed it or not. Maybe you have. But we've decided to yell at you less this year. We've limited our use of all capital letters. Used to be like if there was a game that went final, you know, field hockey final, team A 2, team B 1. We would put field hockey final in all capital letters. And we've determined, you know what, it's just as effective to put it in regular letters. And as you all probably know, those of you especially social media savvy, all caps is construed as yelling. So there are going to be times where we still use all caps. We use it when we want you to be drawn attention to a tweet that is offering a chance for you to help out a team, like in a fundraiser, help out our community with a special nonprofit event. When there is big news, breaking news, we will continue to use it. And certainly when there is weather alerts and traffic alerts that are major, we will keep you posted and we will use all caps. So we're not saying we're not going to do it. We're saying that we're limiting their use because we just want to be a nicer Twitter feed. All four of them. Simple as that. That's one thing we wanted to tell you about. Second thing is to remind you of the rest of our September Game of the Week broadcast schedule very quickly here on the RVA Sports Network. We did not have a Tuesday night volleyball or field hockey match this week because we have doubleheader football. Atlee at Deep Run on Thursday night, 6:30. That's on our YouTube channel. And then Friday night at 6:30, we're back on WHAN Radio, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, live online at the link at all of our websites, and now on the TuneIn Radio app. Just search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L, and tune in and listen on your mobile devices. It'll be number 3 Dinwiddie at number 8 Hanover, and it begins at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. Next week on Tuesday night, Game of the Week volleyball, we will have Douglas Freeman at Mills Godwin Boys Volleyball. Really looking forward to that matchup. Of course, it's a rivalry to begin with, but two of the better teams in Conference 11. And we look forward to that one. That'll be at 7 o'clock. That will be on our YouTube channel. The following Friday night, the 9th, back on WHAN Radio, on our website and on TuneIn, it'll be Football Game of the Week, Patrick Henry at Glen Allen, our first look at the Patriots, and our first look at new head coach Salvatore Camp and the Jaguars of Glen Allen. And that'll be on the 9th of September. 3 broadcasts the following week, a special Monday Volleyball Game of the Week. The defending 4A state champions, Colonial Heights, have to come and battle the team they beat for the title at the Siegel Center last November, the Midlothian Trojans, who are the 2014 champions. So the Clash of Champions on Monday night, September 12th. It's a special 6 p.m. game, and it'll be Colonial Heights at Midlothian on a special Monday night edition of the Game of the Week. The next night, we turn to girls volleyball, two of the best teams in the area, as Mills Godwin will travel to Deep Run to take on the Wildcats, and we'll have coverage of that one at 7 p.m. Again, both of those games will be on our YouTube channel. Friday, September 16th on the Game of the Week on WHAN. At rvasportsnetwork.com and on the TuneIn Radio app, it will be Douglas Freeman at Atlee. Looking forward to that. That's a rivalry that has really burgeoned over the last 5 years. And we've got the Rebels and the Raiders on the Game of the Week, September 16th. September 20th, Tuesday night, we'll have girls volleyball. Patrick Henry at Lee Davis. On September 23rd, it is the hottest rivalry in Hanover County. On the football game of the week, it will be Hanover going to Atlee. So we'll be in the Atlee press box two Fridays in a row. And then in September, we will have a volleyball game of the week that last week. We have not scheduled which one yet. We hope to have that done this week. And on the 30th, we'll be at Hanover for Patrick Henry Hanover football. Looking into the month of October, we've got Atlee Lee Davis football coming up. We've got Lee Davis Highland Springs football coming up. We anticipate having Verina on the air, possibly Henrico on the air. Whole lot of good football coming up, as well as volleyball, field hockey, and then, of course, a couple of months from now, we'll start talking about basketball. We're already planning those schedules now and hoping to make some major additions to them. Again, up to 75 live events, doubling our live broadcast capacity this year. The only place you can hear live high school sports all year long is here at the RVA Sports Network. All right, my friends, thanks so much for being with us. Rob Witham saying we'll see you on the sidelines. Let's see. Tuesday night we'll be at Lee Davis when the boys volleyball team hosts Douglas Freeman. Wednesday we're hoping to get to two field hockey matches. We're hoping to catch Prince George and LC Bird at 4:30 and then head over to Midlothian to check out James River Midlothian at 7 p.m. And then, of course, Thursday and Friday, Thursday night football, Atlee Deep Run here live on RVASN. Friday during the day volleyball at the showcase, and then Friday night Dinwiddie Hanover on the game of the week on WHAN and here on RVASN and on TuneIn. And then back Saturday for the rest of the Virginia Volleyball Showcase at RVC. Going to be a crazy week. So hope you'll have a chance to join us for all the coverage, both live broadcast and also on our Twitter feeds. If you're not following us on Twitter, make sure you do. We've got our county-centric sites at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. And then if you want to know about the city of Richmond, Tri-Cities, surrounding counties, and the rest of sports in RVA, VCU and Richmond, and the Squirrels and the Kickers, et cetera, et cetera. We do that on our main network Twitter feed, the RVA Sportsnet. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. Thanks for being with us, my friends. We'll have our next podcast, we promise, after the game of the week this week, late Friday night with the final word on week two of high school football. Central Region Now, an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. See you on the sidelines, folks, and thanks for being with us. Rob Witham saying have a great one.